Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and a retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, Just a Closer Walk.
The Gospel according to John. After this, Jesus moved about within Galilee, but he did not wish to travel to Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of the Tabernacles was near. When his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were, in secret. So some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one that they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Messiah? But we know where he is from. When the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. I've always loved the Gospel of John. For some reason, the intimate descriptions John gives of Jesus' life seem to reach out to me. I feel as if I'm right there with John, walking beside Jesus, hearing his words, seeing his feet stepping in the dust beside mine. Today's Gospel is no different. I feel like I'm right there, feeling Jesus' need to send the disciples on to the feast without him. "Hey, you guys go on without me. I'm going to stay here." I read between the lines and I see Jesus needing a little me time. He knows the authorities are looking for him, but I don't get the feeling fear is his overriding factor in not going. I mean, ultimately he goes, and he doesn't refuse his Father's work. Jesus goes to the festival and preaches to the people, just without his entourage. I remember as a young mother that feeling. I loved my children and my husband, but every once in a while I would catch myself dreaming of a getaway weekend where I was alone in the hotel, ordering room service and binge-watching TV programs that I wanted to see, or maybe just reading a book without any interruptions. Yet somehow it never happened. But now that I'm retired and my children are grown, I get to read uninterrupted. And sometimes I even get to watch a show that I want to watch, if I can get the remote before my husband does. Maybe my hour has just not yet come. Unfortunately, we are not divine and don't have the wisdom of God to know when it is the appropriate time. Yet somehow we struggle through. Don't get me wrong, those periods of time when I needed a little me time were few and far between. Most of my days were filled with the joy and wonder of raising individual little humans, each with very distinct, exciting personalities. Even Jesus in today's gospel, after he sends his disciples on to the festival, decides he can go on. He knows his time on earth is coming to its conclusion, and he wants to spread as much as he can of the Father's love. So off he goes. The gospel says, in secret. Some may take that to mean Jesus was sneaking around, hiding himself. But I see it more as he was just mingling with the crowd, letting himself being carried with the flow of humanity, immersing himself among his people. If he was afraid or trying to hide, why would he begin preaching to them? For the moment Jesus began preaching, the crowd recognized him. "Is he not the one they are trying to kill?" And in their astonishment at his preaching, they began to question authority. Maybe, because he is speaking openly, the authorities have decided he really is the Messiah. But then their narrow-mindedness come back. No, it can't be the Messiah, because we know where he comes from, and we aren't supposed to know where the Messiah is from. Jesus cries out. You can almost hear his anguish and his frustration. Yes, you know me, but you don't know the one who sent me. I know him, but you don't. Jesus is trying to let them know the Father, but their minds and their hearts are closed. They can't hear the truth in his words. Jesus always leads us by example. Even though he sent his disciples on without him, he still went forward to do his Father's work, to try to reach a few more people with the Father's love. In our daily struggles, we can sometimes lose sight of the bigger picture of the end goal of salvation. Jesus shows us that it doesn't have to be that way. Our Lenten journey is almost over. Have we used this time to open our closed minds and hearts? Have we returned to the Lord to hear about the Father? How much closer can we get to the Father than through Jesus, who is one with the Father? We still have time left to walk with Jesus as we head towards Holy Week. Time to get to know the Father more intimately through his Son. It's not too late to open our hearts.